This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Monday edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants, helping you producers with lubrication domination. I'll have today's stories coming right up. Like many of you, I like equipment auctions. I had a text message this morning asking me if I was going to be at a particular auction coming up in a few weeks. He said, we can't wait to see what's for sale there. Walking through the equipment for sale gives you a chance to marvel at the evolution of farming technology, and you can see, too, how well some people take care of their equipment. Those in the know trust their equipment to the dominating performance and protection of Mystic lubricants, like Mystic's JT5 Universal Transhydraulic Fluid. It's specially formulated to provide dependable gear wear protection, brake chatter control, and oxidation resistance. So whether your ag equipment is 3 days new or 3 decades old, you can keep it working harder for longer. It's what the folks at Mystic call lubrication domination. Find out more by visiting their website, where you can also find your local distributor or retailer. Go to mysticlubes.com. That's M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com. It's a busy harvest week in many of our counties across the heartland of America. Combines will be rolling in many areas. Some farmers will see very disappointing yields. In places such as Missouri, our friend Gene Millard reporting about a half crop as he's wrapping up the harvest. Those terribly dry days of summer took the toll in those fields. Others reporting in from out there are justifying those high yield numbers posted last week by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. One thing I want to remind you of is all of the equipment on the road. In this National Farm Safety and Health Week, we need to remember we share the road with those big combines and tractors and grain carts and trucks. They are slow-moving. They are cumbersome. They may turn when you're not expecting it if you're traveling down the road at the speed limit or faster. So watch out for those machines during this Farm Safety Week. By the way, are you in one of those counties where they've put up the signs to remind motorists about all the farm equipment out there during the busy times of the year? I know several counties have done that in the past, and I'd like to feature some of those signs on our television show next weekend, on our show This Week in Agribusiness. If that's been done in your county and you can get me a photograph of one of those signs, please email it to me at max@agbizweek.com, max@agbizweek.com. And give me the story behind that campaign. Who put up the signs? Who paid for them? I know it's been done in the past in several counties here in the Heartland. Also from this week in agribusiness, the agriculture toll from that flooding from Hurricane Florence won't be known for several days. Crops, some of them were just days away, maybe even hours away from being harvested. There was a lot of crop in the field yet in North Carolina, the farmers have been telling me. One of the frustrations of the flooding, this disaster for agriculture, especially for the pork producers, has been the erroneous reporting by the media about what is or is not happening in those hog operations. It's maddening, the pork producers tell me. It's bad enough to have a disaster. It's even worse to have it reported in error by the media. That's today's Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.